This is Hearts of Oak podcast. Free speech, religious disagreement, children's rights, and open and free discussion on any topic are bedrock to a democratic free society, and we seek to promote and champion these basic rights. Join us. Let's keep the conversation going.
Welcome to another Hearts of Oak info video, where together, over a couple of minutes, we try and make sense of some of the big issues currently happening. And today, we're going to look at the five worst countries for COVID lockdown restrictions. Quite difficult to get only five, and in no particular order. So, here are my top five worst countries. Israel. Israel was the first country in the world to restrict travel when it announced that from the 12th of March 2020, everyone arriving would be required to self-quarantine for 14 days. When this was announced, Israel, a country of 9 million people, had recorded 42 cases of COVID and zero deaths. In August 2021, it was actually reported that just 30% of Israelis were expected to abide by the rules of a lockdown if a fourth such measure was imposed nationwide. The lockdowns have barred people from travelling farther than 1 kilometre from their homes, with few exceptions. All shops, except those selling necessities, were closed, as were guest houses, nature reserves, parks and other public places. Schools remained open for most pupils. People who have been either vaccinated or recovered from COVID are now able to enter gyms, sports and cultural venues, hotels and swimming pools. The rest of you, stay at home. And the military were out on the streets, not to protect the population from a nuclear attack from Iran, but to make sure people did not open their front door and step out. In August, Israel was the most vaccinated country in the world, but also reported the most new infections per capita. Israel was the first country to introduce the Green Pass initiative as early as February 2021, which applies to most events and leisure activities. People will have to show proof they are vaccinated, have recovered, or tested negative for the virus in order to enter most public spaces. At the moment, Israelis are in the middle of their fourth wave of the Kung Flu. New Zealand. New Zealand was the second country to lock itself down from the 15th of March 2020. The PM, Jacinda Ardern, announced that all arrivals to New Zealand would have to self-isolate. After a year and a half, the country remains closed for non-essential travel. Only residents and their immediate family members are allowed to enter, and anyone who wants to go to New Zealand for a critical reason needs to get special permission. All arrivals are required to quarantine and test negative after 14 days of isolation. Even the bubble with Australia was suspended. The social curbs are the toughest in the OECD grouping of 34 leading economies. Schools, businesses and offices remain shut and gatherings indoors are not allowed. Churches have now reopened, but you can only go to a church if you have the New Zealand COVID Tracer app. But fear not, our Kiwi friends. As we bring you great news, your lockdowns will end and freedoms restored to you only when 90% of you get fully vaccinated. Even then, only those with a vaccine certificate will be able to meet with family and friends and go out to eat. The rest of you have to stay at home and obey the new stay at home and die order. The Philippines. The Philippines have been under some form of lockdown or strict quarantine for 17 continuous months, with restrictions on movement that risk fines or even beatings from law enforcement if broken. Those arrested are made to do hard physical labour or are confined in cells, which further risk their exposure to COVID. At least one minor, a 12-year-old, has died after local watchmen chased and hounded him. Another man died after police forced him to do 300 push-ups when he was apprehended outside his house buying drinking water after curfew hours. parts of northern Philippines were placed under a general community quarantine in February, joining Metro Manila and other regions with high rates of infection. The capital, Manila, has seen its lockdown eased last month, with restaurants and churches reopening, but at lower capacities. Fully vaccinated customers in the capital region can now be served indoors in restaurants and beauty saloons at up to 10% of capacity. Churches can also reopen at 10% of capacity also. Schools in the country remain closed for most of last year and have yet to reopen despite appeals from UNICEF citing the harm to pupils. Children are not only prevented from attending school, but they cannot even leave their own homes. Eritrea. People in Eritrea have been living under some of the world's strictest COVID restrictions. The small African country in the northeast of the continent had been under total lockdown for a year from the end of March 2020, which was enforced until April 2021. In April, the government relaxed the lockdown and restrictions and opened up schools, resumed commercial flights and public transport. All public transport had ceased. And in late December, the country banned the use of private cars and other individual means of transportation without a permit. Schools are closed, and no one was allowed to leave their village or city to travel elsewhere in the country. In addition, all businesses are closed, except those offering essential trade services, and they must shut by 8 p.m. each day. Even the state newspaper has ceased to operate. All borders remain closed. Police and neighbourhood watch groups enforce the rules, and residents have been warned that additional restrictions are possible. And finally, we're back down under with Australia. Australia supposedly managed to successfully control COVID by closing off its borders and imposing strict lockdowns, the COVID zero policy. On 20th of March 2020, its borders were sealed shut. Travellers had to have a compelling reason to gain an individual exemption, but for travel purposes, it's a no-go. Australia had imposed some of the world's most stringent COVID restrictions. Melbourne, which has spent more time under COVID lockdowns than any other city in the world, lifted its stay-at-home orders earlier this month. The Australian city of 5 million people will have been under six lockdowns totaling 262 days, or nearly 9 months, since March 2020, the longest ever lockdown worldwide. The first confined people to their homes, restricted travel, closed shops and restaurants. The states of Victoria and New South Wales are now reopening, but capacity remains heavily restricted. Pubs are reopening and home gatherings are now allowed, but only fully vaccinated people will enjoy the new freedoms in the first stage. Don't worry, there are more freedoms on the way. Once 80% are fully vaccinated, and from 1st of December, the rules ease for, yes, even the unvaccinated. Places of worship will reopen, subject to one person per 4 square meter rule, with singing only permitted for performers. There will be a 10-person limit on choirs, and all performers will have to be fully vaccinated. Some states even demand that anyone attending churches are fully vaccinated.
If you like what we do, sign up to our mailing list, donate, share, and subscribe to our many platforms at heartsofoak.org. Thank you for listening.